I never ask if I can help. I see it done now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I never ask if I can help. I see it done now. How often do we see jobs that we think should be done, or do we see things that should be done, and we want to be helpful in getting it done, and we think, now how can I ask to be helpful, to work with them to get the job done? And what do I do? What do I do? And I never ask if I can help. I see it done now. So how do we see it done now? A lot of times we see it done by seeing, well, let's see, that's all swept off now, but it's not. There's dust all over the driveway, dirt all over the driveway, stones all over the driveway. It's just a mess, you know. And yet it had been vacuumed and brushed maybe about 20 minutes ago. But how come it's all dirty now? Well, now, if you were going to go to, let's say, to look at your new car, say your new Cadillac rolled up there with gold Cadillac and gold wheels and just beautiful beyond description. It's just a glorious car. And someone says, Sylvia, your Cadillac arrived. And she, Sylvia would be blind as a bat. She would not be able to see a thing. She would not be able to see anything out there except her car. She would not see the driveway. She would not see the dust and dirt on it. She would not see the other cars parked around, which are equally beautiful, perhaps, you know. She would not even see her favorite friend standing out there. She would not even see me, you know. What would Sylvia see? She'd only see her car. I only have eyes for you. And now, that's stupid. That's stupid. That's stupid talk. To say that Sylvia would not see the dirt on the ground around her car, that she would not see the weeds, she would not see the wind blowing the dust around, she would not see anything. Sylvia wouldn't care if dust got on her car, or if water got on her car, or if anything got on her car, because in her consciousness, nothing gets on her car. Nothing. Her car is pure and beautiful. Her consciousness is only for her car. Now, what happened to that dirt that's out of there on the concrete? Well, she doesn't see it. As far as Sylvia is concerned, it does not, did not, and will not exist. But can we all do that? Well, we all do that. If we have the right motivation that takes our attention somewhere else. Ingeborg sitting in the house, sitting at the telephone, waiting for it to ring. Her boyfriend's going to call. And so she's sitting there waiting. And then we say, Ingeborg, come on, have some ice cream with us. So Ingeborg comes to the kitchen and has some ice cream. And under her arm, she's got the phone. So we're eating away, all enjoying it. Oh, this is good ice cream, you know. And then this is nice chocolate on here. This is so good. The phone rings. The spoon drops in Ingeborg's plate. She doesn't even know that she dropped it. She takes out the telephone. Hello. Sexy voice, you know. Like, hello. It's Ingeborg here. What can I do for you? And the other voice says, I would like to tell you how you can save money on your... And Ingeborg goes, cluck. She says, my goodness sakes, don't ever call me while I'm waiting for an important call. Well, finally, the boyfriend calls. Finally. Meanwhile, Sylvia ate 6 dishes of ice cream. and she didn't even know what she was doing. And he calls and he says, hi, Ingeborg. And Ingeborg says, oh, hi, you know. And she just sort of melts. Well, does Ingeborg know the rest of us are sitting there in the room looking at her, thinking to herself, what a mooner, you know, what a person who is just one-pointed on love, you know. Oh, my goodness. You know, how How silly can you get? And it doesn't bother Ingeborg. She sits there and she pulls up her knees to her chest and she's on her little chair and she doesn't even go onto a big chair, but she fits no matter what. And she's got her head inclined toward the telephone and her hair sort of cascades around the front of her face so she can't even see anybody else around, which she wouldn't see anyhow. But nothing matters to her. Nothing matters at all. And then somebody comes in and they're holding the tub of water. They're going to bring the water in for ducking for apples, you know, since it's a party. And on the way in, they tip it a little bit too much toward Ingeborg, and she gets a bath. And she's on the phone there, and she's saying, "Yes, glub, 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 glub." And her boyfriend says, "Ingeborg, what's this here? Sounds like you're in the ocean." "Oh, no, they just dropped a tub of water on me." "No, no problem." But untouched. Untouched. You may know it's there, but you're untouched. How can we do that? How can we be untouched like that? We are untouched like that only when we are totally one-pointed. No. "I never ask if I can help. I see it done." No. Now, why not always see everything done? See your clothing all put away. See your clothing nicely ironed and washed. See your car polished, you know. See all the things in perfect order. You say, "Well, Herb, that's not real." That's true. That's not real. "But Herb, that's not real." That's true. That's not real. "But Herb, that's not real."
You don't believe it.
That's true. That's not real. "But Herb, that's not real." It's true. It's not real. Think about it. When Sylvia went out there and saw her beautiful brand new Cadillac, she did not see anything around that Cadillac that would detract from it. Nothing. Because she was so one-pointed. Now, could you have given Sylvia a dustpan and a dust broom and say, "Sylvia, would you please clean it up at the doorway of the car so people won't step in the dirt and then in your car?" And Sylvia would reach down and she would take the dustpan and the dust broom and she'd sweep the dust into the dustpan and there would be no dust. You don't know that?
Yes.
There would be no dust. If she is so pure, so one-pointed, so dramatically one-pointed, there would be no dust. You say, "Well, how can that be? You got the dust in your mind, not Sylvia." Sylvia's sweeping it up and there's nothing there to sweep. She's just doing it to play the game, you know. Do you think that you could go into Queen Elizabeth's house and that you could go into her living room and find a speck of dust anywhere? I mean, she has so many maids that clean her house. They probably don't do that a good job, but just by the sheer number alone, there's not much dust left, you know. Now, what do they do? What do they do? When the queen comes in her living room, does she expect to see dust? Now, what if she would ever see dust? Now, I don't mean that she'd see it, but let's say, what if there ever were dust there, and she came in the living room, what would she see? No dust. Now, take a step all in another direction. Princess Diane. Was Princess Diane being given a hard time by her husband? Very. He was a rough character to be with. The world knew about it, and everybody knew about it. Now, did Princess Diane let that bother her? Perhaps, but publicly, no. Publicly, she acted as though she were Princess Diane, and she liked herself, she liked her world, and she created a world of people who just were devoted to her. Devoted to her, because she was blind. They loved this blind lady who could see nothing but what she chose to see. They'd love you too. They'd love all of us if we were blind to seeing only that which we choose to see. You know, we laugh at the words of Jesus. We laugh at the words of Jesus. We're laughing at the words of Jesus all the time. We're laughing at the words of Jesus. He said, "If I be lifted up, all will be lifted up unto me." If he's lifted up with all the, does that mean that if he gets on a helicopter and he up he goes, we'll all be lifted up to him? I was going to say escalator, or not, it's good, elevator. But helicopter is even better. But if he gets on this helicopter, we're all going to go up with him? Well, that's what he said. You know? Can you, it's hard to visualize that.
Yeah.
But now look, if you were an adoring Christian of Jesus, really adoring Christian, a believer in Jesus, and Jesus were speaking to you, and you were just saying, yes, Lord, you know, your heart, your soul, your mind, your being, and then he were to float, would you not float with him? You surely would. You would ascend with him. And would anything ever happen to you? Yes. When you stopped adoring. When you stopped living in the consciousness of the one-pointed Christ. You know, boom, you fall right down. People have. And they wonder why and how that happened. But it happens because of one thing. They stopped being one-pointed. So long as we're one-pointed, everything in the world is ours. So long as we're one-pointed, we can have any experience that we want. And the minute we stop being one-pointed, then I never ask if I can help. I see it done now. Ellen?
Yes?
Why do you see it done now?
Because it's the only time.
That's exactly right. What do you think, Ingeborg? Why do you see it done now?
It's just the faith, it's just the truth.
That's the only time there is.
Only one time. It's
Yeah. Sylvia, I won't ask you the question. I know it's too tough, but that's how it is. How can you see it done now?
Because all time is now. And it.
Shh, don't say because.
All time is now. And it's really already done.
That's the answer. It is done. You see, we get around, all time is now, and it's really all time is now, and so therefore, it's done.
See,
that's the point. It's done. Now, nothing can be created nor destroyed. Nothing can be brand new to you. You merely are revealing it to you. Now, if you're going to reveal it to yourself, where is it from which it's going to be revealed? Your consciousness. That's the only place it can be. Now, if you're ready, if you're ready to reveal anything, man, you got it made. If you're ready, then do it. My. So, be ready now, because now is the only time there is. And I never ask if I can help, I just see it done now. Bung! Another time, and it is done. So, have a lovely day. Know that I love you very much, and I see everything in your world fulfilled and beautiful right now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.